Who's calling?
Hello? Hello, hi. Good evening. My name is Rafael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
First question. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. Thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? First option, I am definitely going to vote. Second, I'm very likely to vote. Third, I am somewhat likely to vote. Next.
First option.
Okay, let me finish the options and then you will take the best decision. The next says, I am not very likely to vote. Next, I am not at all likely to vote. Next, I am not registered to vote. And last, they refuse.
First option.
Thank you. Next question. Let's see. With which political party are you registered? Republican?
Democrat.
Democrat? An affiliate, independent, or some other political party? Or refuse?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African American, Asian,
African American. African American.
Thank you. Next question. What is your age? From 18 to 35, from 36 to 45, from 46 to 55, from 56 to 65, over 65.
Yeah.
Or refuse?
56 to 65, whatever you just said.
56 to 65?
Correct.
Thank you. Gender, male or female?
Female.
Okay, next question. Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track? First option, right direction. Second option, wrong direction. Third option, refuse.
First option.
Thank you. Next question. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? First option, inflation and cost of things like gas and groceries. Second option, corruption in city government. Third option, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency. Fourth option, property insurance cost. Next option, crime and neighborhood safety. Next option, affordable housing. Next option, growth and overdevelopment. And the last, traffic and congestion.
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing, thank you. Let's see.
How many more? Because I got to go.
We're at 22% now, So I'm going to make this quick for you, okay? Yes. Now,
that's a lot will now be... to go.
I'm sorry?
That's a lot more to go. I need to go.
Okay, I'll try to make this quick for you, okay? You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. How about Keon Hardiman? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Okay, how about Manolo Reyes?
Never heard of him.
How about Joe Carollo?
No opinion.
Raquel Regalado?
No opinion.
Daniela Levine Cava?
She's the bomb.
Okay, so would you say very favorable?
Very favorable. Yes, very favorable.
Okay, how about Francis Suarez?
Very favorable.
Miguel Gavela?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of. Damian Pardo?
Never heard of him.
Christine King?
No opinion.
Aileen Higgins?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Okay, next question. If the general election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
I'm sorry? Okay.
Democrat.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. We're at 48% now. We're almost there. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes flooded at constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. Would you now be asked about a few ballot measures that might be on your ballot this November? After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licenses entitled to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes position limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment? Yes, in first option,
absolutely.
Yes, in favor.
No.
Second option, no against.
Against.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no again? Definitely or probably?
I'm voting.
No, let me read this question again. And would you say, okay. Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no again? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment? First option, yes in favor, no against. Second option, no against.
First option.
Okay, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely. Or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Next option.
Oh my God.
60%, we're almost there. And there are...
I'm trying to make this quick as possible, okay? Jeez.
I'm trying to make this as quick as possible. Remember,
you ain't making it quick enough.
So important. Okay. And there might also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall city amend exist leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development, extend term from 75 to 99 years with bidding and required at no cost to city. Previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? First option, yes in favor. Second option, no against.
First option.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor? Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Reducing the overall amount of development, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Or don't know, I'm sorry. Okay.
What?
I'm sorry, what was that, I'm sorry? What was your answer?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Allowing office space to be included, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
Don't know.
Allowing previously approved timeshares residents to be condominiums. Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or don't know?
Don't know.
You will now be given a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami, mainland, and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction of the amount of commercial and retail space built and a fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in a favor of this referendum or no against this referendum? First option, definitely vote yes in favor. Probably vote yes in favor. Next option, leaning yes in favor. Next option, definitely vote no again. Probably vote no again. Leaning no again.
I vote favor.
I'm sorry?
Favor.
Favor. Definitely. Okay, definitely. Definitely vote yes in favor, probably, or leaning yes. I'm sorry.
Definitely vote favor.
Thank you. And regardless your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
That it's not using taxpayer money.
I'm sorry?
You're not using taxpayers' money. It's going to be funded by someone else.
I'm sorry, I was not able to hear you. I heard you say you're not using what money, I'm sorry?
You're not using taxpayers' money, correct?
Okay.
So it's going to be funded by what? Private donors? What is it?
I'm not really sure. Okay. Like I said, I was just given these questions to ask you, but I just put your version.
Okay. All right. Is that it? Because
okay.
I need to go home.
Almost. We're at 80 now. Almost at the 80. Okay. And, let's see. And what is the one thing you dislike about what you just heard?
What do you mean? I didn't dislike anything. It was fine.
Okay.
It's going to be shops, right? You said shops at the marina. So it's going to be money. It's going to be a money building area.
Okay.
More tourism.
Would you be? Okay. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
There is another proposal that could appear on your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal will authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the adventure park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in a favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum? First option, definitely vote yes in a favor. Next option, probably vote yes in a favor. Next option, leaning yes in a favor. Next option, definitely vote no against. Next option, probably vote no against. Next option, leaning no against.
Definitely
vote no against or definitely vote yes in a favor?
Vote in favor. Definitely vote in favor.
Okay, we're almost there. Almost there. And lastly, which of...
You're going to hear Mr. Click because this is taking too long.
I know, and I'm sorry. Sometimes it might be a few questions, sometimes it might be more than normal, but we're almost there. And lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? I support first option. I support both of these proposals on Watson Island. Next option, I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. Next option, I support the Jungle Island proposal, but not the Watson Harbor proposal. And last option, I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island.
Both of them, the first option.
The first option, I support both of these proposals on Watson Island, am I right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, which just to be sure we have representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate; Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate; someone else?
Democrat. I'm a Democrat, so I vote Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slow? About right.
About right.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
What was the first option again?
Okay, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? First option, very liberal. Next option, somewhat liberal.
Liberal. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Next option, moderate, and then somewhat conservative. And last option, very conservative.
No.
Let me read this again. Very liberal.
I know. Somewhat...
Okay.
I say liberal.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Very liberal. Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, And last option, postgraduate degree.
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's? Let's see.
Yeah.
So that college graduate with a bachelor's or 4 years degree?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm starving. All right.
Okay, then. Have a great and beautiful day, okay? Take care.
You too. All righty. Bye-bye.